This is Rebecca Miller, along with Christina Liu, with Project Independence and You Radio. Welcome back. Christina and I are going to talk a little bit about some things that are going on here in the town and things that have happened. Christina, you were talking a little bit about a program that we had over 200 participants.
Yeah, we promoted it, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. And the town, which I thought was a great thing, they co-hosted this forum with the third precinct of the police department. It was a crime forum.
Right.
And it was held at Clinton G. Martin Park. And there was over 200 people in attendance. Because, you know, there's been these burglaries that have been, you know, occurring in different areas, and it was primarily focused on the New Hyde Park, Wollaston Park, Munsey Park, and Flower Hill areas. And they had all the council people were there. The Port Washington Police Department gave a great tips on things, and they, you know, they really are taking initiative to, you know, crack down on this. But I think it was great. It was the residents were able to voice their fears and, you know, different stories that happened to them. So I think it was a great forum that you were able to have this connection, you know, direct connection
right.
to the police department and to your elected officials all in one space. So it's just another example of, you know, the town really trying to increase communication with the residents
right.
and hear, you know, their issues.
And kind of acknowledge what's going on in our town.
Right.
And, you know, figuring out how to make things work out. I think that's great. You know, another thing, I'm going to keep going back to this Pioneer because I just think it's going to be a terrific.
It's exciting. It's really exciting. I can't wait. We've done so much work on it.
You know? Right.
So it's just great.
The top five ways to protect yourself from scams, because we've been talking so much about
right.
scams. And I know you put this together, Christina. Some of the things that we recommend in this newsletter is shred all your receipts with credit card number or personal information. I think the good thing I've been noticing, because I have been known to do a little shopping, my receipts no
only
longer,
a little
just
yes.
a little. I won't mention. Receipts seem not now to have the credit card number.
Yes,
on
it's
them,
actually
which is
true,
great.
And you know it might just be a couple of numbers or something, but. I have noticed that myself because I'm always terrified because, you know, I'm also known to do a little shopping.
Right.
Yes, so the
yes.
receipts
just
might
a little,
be flying around a little bit. So,
a little shopping.
You know, it's just important to, you know, just check that. And, you know, I always try and ask for the receipt, too, just so you know, okay, like this is what I was charged. So I think it's a good idea to ask for a receipt, but then, you know, not to keep it around.
Right.
You know.
You can discard
right.
it. You know, even bank, I think even receipts, if you use an ATM now,
yep.
they don't have the account number, but, you know, it's good to dispose of it, but, you know, maybe not at the machine.
Yes.
I know a lot of people will pull
this. It's
and
so funny
leave
you said
there.
That because I always think about that. I go, there's an ATM right by my house that I always go to. And there's a garbage can right next to it, and you just see it filled with all these ATM sheets. And I'm
right.
always, like, I'm always so nervous. I'm ripping it up into little pieces, and people just, you know,
throwing
toss it
or don't even
right.
leave it.
Right.
You know, and I think now too with my bank, you can get a receipt if you're doing a deposit at the machine.
Yes.
It'll give you a picture of the check.
Yeah.
So you got to really be
right.
careful.
Absolutely.
I would
right.
grab
yeah.
that receipt, take it with you, throw it, you know, throw it away at home. Or
yeah, and I think it's
it.
Just, you know, important to be overcautious too. I mean, you know, on the side of organizing as well. I mean, you don't want to have an abundance of all these receipts, you know. So if you do a little as you go, you won't have this overflow of things.
Yeah. One of the other things that you put in the Pioneer for one of the top five things, which is very important, we talk a lot about it, is the Do Not Call registry. And there are a couple of ways you can register for that. It doesn't cover everything. I mean, it you know, it's important to register because it does keep a lot of these calls coming
right, it
in.
It can wean out some of the
some
other
of
calls.
Them.
Exactly.
Do Not Call has a website. It's www.donotcall.gov. So you can register your phone number there, and or you can call 1-888-382-1222 and put your phone number in there. I know in my cell phone, it is so easy to block callers now. It used to not be.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to go onto the website, you know, find the little area where you can put a number in. They only block it for a certain amount
right.
of time. But my cell phone actually allows me to block a lot of calls. I get a lot of erroneous calls.
Yeah.
I mean, I got you know, a call from Memphis, Tennessee this morning. I don't want to call. You know, and it's like you answer it and there's no one there anyway.
Right.
So I block it. I used to have a limit on how many phone numbers I could block. Now I don't. So I think that even the phone companies are now starting to recognize
that they really need to step, especially with the cell phone. I'm constantly getting a wrong number.
Right.
All the time I'm getting phone calls. So I think the phone companies have kind of seen this happening.
I have twin nieces and they got a hold of their mother's iPad and they were able to FaceTime me. And they were telling me that they were making a prank phone call, but they were FaceTiming. I don't think they understand. I don't think they completely understood the concept.
Yeah, the concept of prank. Okay.
And then they said, you know, hi, Aunt Rebecca, we're pranking you. And I'm like, yes. I tried to explain to them that, you know.
Yes, Rebecca may or may not have done a few prank calls in her day. So
yeah.
That was
a long time ago, perhaps. Possible. But, you know, I knew enough that FaceTiming is not the right venue for prank phone calls.
Unless they have some disguise on or something.
Right, right. So, I don't know where I was going with that, but it was pretty funny. It just shows you what, you know, these kids today don't know how to, you know, really make a proper prank phone call. But these
next
calls,
article in the Pioneer.
All right, these calls that are coming in from these erroneous numbers really are more of an annoyance. And, you know, of course, those coming and claiming to be people and places that they're not are also, you know, a problem. Block them, hang up on them, disregard them. You know, if you don't recognize the number, then you don't even have to answer, you know, just delete it. So we talk, you know, some other recommendations, obviously, we have about scams and not creating a paper trail or things like direct deposit. I think a lot of us do that.
Yeah.
Whether you're getting checks, your, you know, retirement funds are going right into your account from, you know, your pension funds and things like that. And I think that's a great way to go. You know, will it ever be hacked?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's you know, you're never going to be 100%, but I think it's doing these little things, you know, as we were saying, you know, with Scott earlier, you know, it just helps possibly alleviate, you know, some kind of serious situation.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about that we've been focusing on, every month now we have 5 or 6 regional advisory committees. And we try to kind of have a theme at each one. And this month we were talking a lot about emergency preparedness.
Yeah, we actually had Matt on our radio program as well promoting.
Matt Tamaris, right. And one of the things that one of our Project Independence members, one of our more famous ones, Otto Losey, wrote an
article. Very famous amongst the Project Independence and You radio show.
It's true. He wrote an article for The Pioneer talking about one day he just took a walk in his neighborhood and realized that, I mean, it's to the frustration of everyone. Mm-hmm. You can't always see a number if I'm dropping my son off somewhere.
It's really bad. It's all the time. It's amazing how many numbers you can see.
You can't see. And the ones that you can see during the day, because what he did was he walked around his neighborhood in the daytime and then in the evening just to see. The scariest thing about it, which is what he's writing about it, is if he can't see it, you know, an emergency, a paramedic, 911, can't see the number. You know, and unfortunately, not all numbers on streets are going in. I mean, they generally go in order, but they could skip numbers. So it's very hard. So take a good look at your house number. Make sure you can see it. Your neighbors can see it. You can see it from your car. You know, although some of those scriptive writings are lovely and may look a little fancier.
You want it to be as clear as possible.
And make sure you don't, you know, it's not being blocked by shrubs.
Right, exactly. And that's what I find, you know, if it's something such a simple thing to do, you know, to really just for all, you know, obviously, you know, it's more convenient for people trying to find you. But if for an emergency situation, I mean, it's a critical thing. You don't want them looking around trying to frantically find this. And some houses I've seen, like, don't even have a number.
Right.
It really is just it blows my mind. But I think Otto definitely.
Otto starts out his article with if Amazon.com can't find your address, it's not, you know, it's not a life or death death issue. And it's not funny.
Right.
But, you know, if you're 911, your police, someone can't find it because the number is not visible. You know, you're losing minutes, you know, seconds,
as
hours.
I say, you know, we're all about Project Independence. It's just preparing you.
Right.
You know, we don't want the emergency situation to happen. We want to take steps to, you know, really prepare yourself.
Okay, well, I think we're kind of wrapping up. Christine, I thought we could talk a little bit about next week's show. We've got some nice guests. We've got Kelly Rentz Bruno. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yes, you did. There you go.
She's with the Landmark on Main Street. She'll be talking, I guess, about the Landmark.
Yeah, sure. There's a bunch of programs that they offer there that are amazing. They have an afternoon tea for seniors that's free. And there's actually going to be two of our Project Safe seminars, which is, you know, seniors against financial exploitation.
Right.
Will be offered there. So she'll mention
great.
That as well.
Great. And then we're also going to be with Sandy Polinsky, who's a realtor, and she's going to be talking about downsizing.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, she came to us. One of our co-hosts knew her and said it was just great because she really can talk about, you know, you might have live in this big house, you know, now you're just alone, or you and your husband or your wife, and, you know, it just downsizes. You don't necessarily need to move out of the town, but just steps to do that, which I think would definitely be good.
Very interesting. And it looks like David Linden will be co-hosting along with John Ryan. That'll be a nice show. We'll have this on Old Time Radio, The Saint, a gangster district attorney will be airing for that segment. I want to just take a few moments now to thank Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting here at WCWP.org. Also, Janine Solero and our engineer today, Rebecca Rosenberg. You did a great job. Thank you. Christina Liu, our producer, the woman with the longest title on record. every Friday, 10 to 12 noon, you can listen in at wcwp.org, 88.1. If you like to hear some of the older radio, you can go to the website. And
they're all available or archived on the Project Independence website.
They're all archived. And today is the first day of spring and hopefully our last snowstorm. So
yeah, I'm looking out the window right now and I don't see anything. So I'm crossing my fingers.
If we can do the weather, I think we could do the weather from here right now. It's it looks like it's cold, but not snowing. Christina, can you back me up?
I think that's pretty spot on. I think you're good.
Yeah. We see students walking around. but again, it was great to guest host, filling in for John Ryan. And again, our deepest condolences
Send
go out,
love
to John,
out to John.
John and his beautiful family on the loss of John's mother. And we will talk to you again next week.
Yes. Enjoy the weekend, everyone.
Have a great weekend. Happy spring.